Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Deeper Truth. If you, O Lord, mark iniquities, who can stand? Today is Friday of the first week of Lent, March 3rd, 2023, and it's the Feast of St. Catherine Drexel. Our Father, who art in heaven, sacred is your word. Your kingdom come, your words be heard on earth as they are in heaven. Give us today your sacred word. Forgive our neglect of it in the past, as we forgive those who neglect us. Lead us toward an encounter with you each time we delve into the scriptures for your presence, your power, and your glory are ever present among us, now and forever. Father, we beg your blessing for the right to life, the unborn, the weak, the sick, and the old, all who are finding themselves being targets of the vicious culture of death. That our Lord Jesus bless and protect all who stand up for the Christian dignity of persons, that God enlighten those who are traveling down death's highway by their involvement in any way with either the contemporary death culture, selfism, relativism, or any of the New Age errors of our times, that God envelop our culture with his divine protection and help us both individually, both and as a nation, to true enlightenment, conversion, and repentance of ourselves and our culture. Help us to turn from our national sin of abortion and return to and once again become a Christian nation on the narrow road. That is the path to becoming a nation and culture under God. Amen. I believe that your divine Son became man and died for our sins, and that he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe these and all the truths which the Holy Catholic Church teaches, because you have revealed them, who can neither deceive nor be deceived. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer me. Amen. And so let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we move onward with our tour of duty. Our daily readings, March 3, 2023, Friday of the first week of Lent. Reading 1 from the book of Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, if the wicked man turns away from all the sins he committed, if he keeps all my statutes and does what is right and just, he shall surely live. He shall not die. None of the crimes he committed shall be remembered against him. He shall live because of the virtue he has practiced. Do I indeed derive any pleasure from the death of the wicked, says the Lord God? Do I not rather rejoice when he turns from his evil way, that he may live? And if the virtuous man turns from the path of virtue to do evil, the same kind of abominable things that the wicked man does, can he do this and still live? None of his virtuous deeds shall be remembered, because he has broken faith and committed sin. Because of this, he shall die. You say, the Lord's way is not fair. Hear now, O house of Israel. Is it my way that is unfair, or rather, are not your ways unfair? When someone virtuous turns away from virtue to commit iniquity and dies, it is because of the iniquity he committed that he must die. But if the wicked, turning from the wickedness he has committed, does what is right and just, he shall preserve his life. Since he has turned away from all the sins that he committed, he shall surely live. He shall not die. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The responsorial psalm. If you, O Lord, mark iniquities, who can stand? Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my voice in supplication. If you, O Lord, mark iniquities, who can stand? If you, O Lord, mark iniquities, Lord, who can stand? But with you is forgiveness, that you may be revered. If you, O Lord, mark iniquities, who can stand? I trust in the Lord. My soul trusts in his word. My soul waits for the Lord, more than sentinels wait for the dawn. Let Israel wait for the Lord. If you, O Lord, mark iniquities, who can stand? For with the Lord is kindness, and with him is plenteous redemption. And he will redeem Israel from all their iniquities. If you, O Lord, mark iniquities, who can stand? Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Cast away from you all the crimes you have committed, says the Lord, and make for yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. The Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, Raca, will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar and there recall that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Presenting from Deeper Truth, the Saint of the Day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the Saint of the Day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint. Don't worry, they won't bite.
Saint Catherine Drexel was born 26, 1858, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and she died March 3, 1955. American founder of the Blessed Sacrament Sisters for Indians and Colored People, now Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament. A congregation of missionary nuns dedicated to the welfare of American Indians and African Americans. Her family owned a considerable banking fortune, and her uncle, Anthony, was the founder of Drexel University in Philadelphia. She was a distant cousin of former First Lady Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis on her father's side. Her mother, Hannah, died 5 weeks after Catherine was born, and Catherine and her sister were cared for by their aunt and uncle until their father remarried in 1860. The family was active in charitable works and distributed food, clothing, and money from their home twice a week. As a young adult, Catherine was deeply impacted by her stepmother's long and painful battle with terminal cancer, and marked that as a pivotal time in her life. After watching her stepmother suffer with terminal cancer for 3 straight years, Catherine also learned that no amount of money could shelter them from pain or suffering. From this moment, Catherine's life took a turn. She became imbued with a passionate love for God and neighbor, and she took an avid interest in the material and spiritual well-being of Black and Native Americans. Catherine grew up seeing her father pray for 30 minutes each morning, and every week her stepmother opened their doors to house and care for the poor. The couple distributed food, clothing, and provided rent assistance to those in need. The Drexels would seek out and visit women who were too afraid or too proud to approach the home in order to care for the needs of Christian charity. If her father is an international banker and would ride in a private railroad car, who are not likely to be drawn into a life of voluntary poverty. But if your mother opens your home to the poor 3 days of each week, and your father spends half an hour each evening in prayer, it is not impossible that you will devote your life to the poor and give away millions of dollars. Catherine Drexel, believing that all people should have access to education, she continued the work earlier undertaken by the family of founding and endowing schools and churches for African Americans and Native Americans in the South and West. She later visited these establishments, touring by bureau or stagecoach. And so, born in Philadelphia in 1858, she had an excellent education and traveled widely as a rich girl. Catherine also had a grand debut into society when she nursed her stepmother through a 3-year terminal illness. She saw that all the Drexel money could not buy safety from pain or death, and her life took a profound turn. While in Rome, January 1887, she had a private audience with Pope Leo XIII to indicate a need for nuns to staff her mission schools. The Pope challenged her to devote her life as well as her fortune to the missions. On February 12, 1898, Catherine made her first vows as a religious and dedicated herself to working for the American Indians and African Americans in the Western United States. Mother Drexel became a vast building company with the founding of St. Catherine's Boarding School for Puebla Indians in Santa Fe, New Mexico in 1894, followed by another school for African American girls at Rock Castle, Virginia in 1899. She opened more schools in Arizona and Tennessee in 1903 and in 1915, founded a school for African Americans that would in 1927 become Xavier University in New Orleans, Louisiana. By 1927, she had established convents for her congregation at Columbus, Ohio, Chicago, Boston, and New York City. She received high commendation from Pope Pius XII on her Golden Jubilee in 1941. Catherine had always been interested in the plight of the Indians, having been appalled by what she read in Helen Hunt Jackson's A Century of Dishonor. While on a European tour, she met Pope Leo XIII and asked him to send more missionaries to Wyoming for her friend, Bishop James O'Connell. The Pope replied, "Why don't you become a missionary?" And he answered, shocked her into considering new possibilities. Back home, Catherine visited the Dakotas, where she met Sioux leader Red Cloud and began her systematic aid to Indian missions. Catherine Drexel could easily have married, but after much discussion with Bishop O'Connell, she wrote in 1889, "The feast of St. Joseph brought me to the grace to give the remainder of my life to the Indians and the colored." Newspaper headline screamed, "Gives up $7 million. In 1884, she traveled with her father and sister to the Western United States, where they witnessed the poverty and destitution of American Indians and on reservation lands. In 1889, she became a novice with the Sisters of Mercy in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. In February 1891, she took her final vows and with a few companions founded the Blessed Sacrament Sisters for Indians and colored people, of which she was Superior General. In 1910, Catherine also financed the printing of 500 copies of a Navajo English Catechism of Christian Doctrine for the use of Navajo children. The community received final papal approval on May 1913. In 1915, Catherine founded Xavier University in New Orleans, the first Catholic university in the United States for African Americans. After 3.5 years of training, Mother Drexel and her first band of nuns, Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament for Indians and Colored, opened a boarding school in Santa Fe. A string of foundations followed. By 1942, she had a system of black Catholic schools in 13 states, plus 40 mission centers and 23 rural schools. Segregationists harassed her work, even burning a school in Pennsylvania. In all, she established 50 missions for Indians in 16 states. Two saints met with Mother Drexel, was advised by Mother Cabrini about the politics of getting her orders rule approved in Rome. Her crowning achievement was the founding of Xavier University in New Orleans, the first Catholic university in the United States for African Americans. At the time of her death, she had used more than $12 million of her inheritance for her charitable and apostolic missions, working in conjunction with the U.S. United States Indian Office, through which she helped found the Society for the Preservation of the Faith Among Indian Children. By that time as well, the Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament had grown to some 500 members, 51 convents, and they had established 49 elementary schools, 12 high schools, and Xavier University. Mother Catherine died on March 3, 1955, at the age of 96. She is buried at her order's mother house. Neither of Catherine's sisters had any children, so after her death, the Sisters of the Blessed Sacrament lost the Drexel fortune that supported their ministries. However, the order continued to pursue Catherine's mission with the African Americans and Native Americans in 21 states and in Haiti. At 77, Mother Drexel suffered a heart attack and was forced to retire. Apparently, her life was over, but now came almost 20 years of quiet, intense prayer from a small room overlooking the sanctuary. Small notebooks and slips of paper record her various prayers, ceaseless aspirations, and meditations. She died at 96 and was canonized in the year 2000. Drexel was beatified in 1988 after the Vatican confirmed her first miracle, restoring a boy's hearing. A second miracle was attributed to her in January 2000 after a young girl was cured of her deafness, following prayers to Drexel and having her ears touched by some of Drexel's possessions. Catherine was canonized by Pope St. John Paul II, making her the second American-born saint to be canonized by the Catholic Church. She is the patron saint of racial justice and philanthropists. In March, St. Pope John Paul II approved Drexel for sainthood, and she was canonized in October 2000 becoming the second U.S.-born saint. And first was St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, canonized in 1975. Drexel was beatified by Pope St. John Paul II on November the 20th, 1988, when her first miracle through prayer, healing the severe ear infection of the teenage Robert Guthrieman in 1974, was accepted. She was canonized on October the 1st, 2000, when her 1994 miracle of reversing congenital deafness in 2-year-old Amy Wall was recognized. The Vatican cited fourfold legacy of Drexel: a love for the Eucharist and perspective on the unity of all peoples, courage and initiative in addressing social inequity, equality among minorities, her effort to achieve quality education for all, and selfless service, including the donation of her inheritance for the victims of injustice. She is known as the patron saint of racial justice, and her feast day is observed on March 3rd, the anniversary of her death. And she said, "If we wish to serve God and love our neighbor well, we must manifest our joy in the service we render to him and them. Let us open wide our hearts. It is joy which invites us. Press forward and fear nothing." And so this is the story of Saint Catherine Drexel. And thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints who looked to you to follow you and to do what you have called them through their gifts and abilities. And help us. Help us to pray. Pray for America, and to pray for Pope Francis and for all our clergy. Bless, Lord. Help us through the sacraments. Help us grow this Lent. Help us to see you in the lives of our precious saints, in what they did. Help us to imitate them, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the sacraments. Help us to make the Mass the center of our life and to pray the Rosary. Pray the Rosary. And being Lent, we are now, the Stations of the Cross is also very powerful. And Donna Corey Gibson she sings the 15 mystery, the Stations of the Cross. "My God, I believe, I adore, I hope and I love you. And I ask pardon of you for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, nor do not love you. Eternal Father, I offer you the most precious blood of your divine Son, Jesus, in union with all the masses said throughout the world today, for the holy souls in purgatory, for sinners everywhere, and for the universe, for sinners in the universal church, those in my own home and within my family." And so, at this time, the seventh station, as sung by Catholic artist Donna Corey Gibson.
The seventh station, Jesus falls the second time.
Thank you.
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
And let us close in the way that we began. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And may the Lord shine upon you his grace. Protect our Lord, the innocence of our children. Protect them, Lord, our families. God bless you all. Good day.